The President of the World Health Assembly, honorable ministers, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. President, congratulate you on your appointment, and we are confident that under your guidance, this will be a successful assembly. I speak this morning on behalf of Pacific Island nations. The Pacific health ministers have been united through a healthy islands vision that was coined 20 years ago, and we reaffirmed our commitment to the same vision again this year. Our vision is of the Pacific as a place where children are nurtured in body and mind, where environments invite learning and leisure, where people work and age with dignity, where ecological balance is a source of pride, and where the oceans, which sustains us, is protected. Over the past 20 years, we have made some progress in many areas, such as infectious disease control, polio, child survival, and life expectancy. However, rates of improvement are a cause of concern. We face the challenges of increasing and aging populations. New diseases such as chikungunya have emerged. Old ones like TB, measles, and diarrhea remain a threat. We have addressed disease outbreaks in the past that have tested the resilience of our health systems. We have two major challenges that face us today in the Pacific. Non-communicable diseases such as diabetes are amongst the highest rates in the world, shortening the lives of our people. We know about tsunami in the Pacific, but this NCD tsunami is like nothing we have ever seen. We fight the challenge of ever-intensifying natural disasters, such as cyclones and flooding. The recent cyclone Pam devastated Vanuatu and impacted on Kiribati and the Solomon Islands. Climate change and natural disasters are our second great tsunami. Some of our Pacific Island nations are now battling to remain above sea level. Whole villages are disappearing. The sea, access to basic necessities such as water, are seriously challenged, and the sea is now invading plantations. This is a battle we cannot win on our own. Work is required upstream. We call upon the major countries in the world to take heed of the Paris meeting in December that will focus on climate change. We plead with you to take some action, to make use of this last chance to do something about climate change, or we will lose some Pacific nations to climate change. National health systems must be efficient to respond to public health events. We are small countries, so we know also that we need to strengthen ourselves as a group to address this. We already have some developments along this line in terms of tertiary services and the development of health workers. We need to address the need to grow laboratory services. An example of building resilient health systems in the Pacific is the development of our technical network, such as the Pacific Public Health Surveillance Network. Governance and accountability are important. The Pacific health ministers have pledged to exercise ministerial leadership to actively engage country leadership in implementing the Healthy Islands vision. The additional mechanism of the heads of health makes these operational towards the vision and the progress to achieve the international health regulations. Pacific Island countries are strengthening health systems through improving disease surveillance, environmental health services, border control, and encouraging a multi-sectoral approach to implementing the IHR. We need the structures and mechanisms to make sure that visions become more than just visions, but that they become reality. We have established the structures to do this. We look to develop solid monitoring and evaluation to help us get there and keep us on track. As Pacific Island nations, we will focus on our national systems and we will work together to develop regional responses to strengthen both national and regional health systems. We appreciate the role played by the Secretariat to the Pacific Community and the World Health Organization on this. We appreciate the role played by our development partners. We gave our total support to the proposed SDGs on health, especially that on the NCDs. We once again urge nations to take heed of climate change and for proactive action on the part of those who must take action on this, as the very survival of many Pacific Island states depends upon it. Thank you.